This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. Have a money question? Shoot us an email, post on Facebook, or head to Twitter at LiveMoney. Or you can record your question at MarketplaceMoney.org, right under that Ask Carmen button. It's your money. It's your voice. Here's our voicemail of the week.
Hi, my name is Nick, and I'm an educator in the Chicagoland area. I'm 29 years old and single. I actually have two master's degrees worth of debt, totaling around $60,000, but I've managed to pay off around $30,000 of that. I've never used credit cards really before, except for running them up over the course of a week and then paying them off every week so I don't accrue interest. My credit limit on the one credit card I do have is very low, like $2,200. My concern is that after my student loans are paid off, the next thing to look at is buying a home. And with no loans on my record, I'm going to have very little evidence of managing credit. Should I open up a new credit card just to get a higher credit limit and continue my same spending habits?
Well, Nick, you are credit phobic, and that's okay, because I have a cure. Here's what you got to do. Understand that what you were doing by taking your cards and paying them off every week was pretty savvy. What you got to do, though, is have more cards. So what I recommend you to do, because you are concerned about carrying a balance, is find a card and use it just for one thing on your budget, or two. I call it your GG card, your gas and groceries. So you rotate a couple of cards through your wallet that you just use for certain particular expenses so you don't go crazy. Shop around for cards that give you some rewards, like points or reward points. You don't have to be credit phobic. You just got to know how to use credit right. Give yourself a little time when you get into this business, and you will be just fine for getting that home.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you want to leave us a voicemail like Nick, it's easy. Visit MarketplaceMoney.org and select the record audio button.